Nutrition-related health concerns plague the United States as a whole, and rural Alaska is no exception. But this fall, residents of a small Bristol Bay village are aiming to improve their health by eating only foods that are produced locally. KDLG's Avery Lill has more on Igeaguk's Native Foods Challenge.
When Igeaguk's high school literature class read In Defense of Food by Michael Pollan, they were hooked. In the book, Pollan details a 7-week project. A group of Aboriginal Australians who lived in the city and ate Western food moved to the outback and ate traditional food for 7 weeks. At the end of the period, all saw health improvements.
The kids in the class thought that'd be a great idea if we were to do this. So we pitched it to the community as a community idea, and the community members here were very excited about it.
That's Tate Gooden, Igeaguk School's head teacher. For 6 weeks, starting September 17th, the adults and children in the village are challenging themselves to eat only traditional foods, foods they've grown locally, and oatmeal. For the past 8 months, the village has been putting away fish, berries, greens, and game.
It's gotten people a lot closer together and talking about food and subsistence. We have people putting up sourdough and different greens. We've got people boiling down caribou bones and making fat cake.
The project is a health experiment, so residents have already begun regular health screenings. Every month in 2017, they've taken their weight, blood pressure, blood sugar, and heart rate. They'll compare the results from before and after the challenge. The final component of the challenge is a trek to Big Mountain, about 20 miles away from Igeaguk. For 4 days in the last week of September, the village will hike to the mountain, which is a traditional meeting place between Igeaguk and the village of Kakanak. At Big Mountain, they'll have a native foods potluck. The challenge concludes October 28th. In Dillingham, I'm Avery Lill.